89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McKusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode. We'll look at the defense on this show and get to the offense on the next one. Joining me, as always, my co-host, Fraser Tafar. Fraser, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Happy New Year. Glad to be back talking Ravens football in 2025, coming off a great blowout win in Houston and looking to finish off the season strong against the Browns for the division title.
Almost seems like they've had a bye week since that game seems forever ago, and yet they're going to be playing on Saturday. Schedule makers did not do the Ravens a big batch of favors, but I don't think they did the Ravens no favors either. Most of the Ravens' chance to win this division is tied up in their own chance to beat the Browns. So the fact that the Steelers get to play later, get to know, maybe get rested because of it, is unfortunate, and it's especially unfortunate given that the Steelers may play the Ravens next. Particularly if they decide to kind of not take the game seriously. I personally don't believe the Steelers can afford to do that. I think they need to win this game. I think they need to try and get to Houston and play there rather than play in Baltimore. What do you think in terms of motivations in Week 18?
Yeah, I think out of all the teams in the playoff, especially in the wild card, everyone wants to play Houston as a division leader. I think they're obviously the weakest ones out of all the leaders. I'm upset personally that we're playing earlier than Pittsburgh. I expected us to be the later schedule, but the NFL always wants meaningful football. So I guess they got what they want. And that I think it's unfortunate for the Ravens because we've been good with injuries all year. And knock on wood, I don't want the last game to be some disaster. I just want to get out of here healthy. We'll see how many key players are going to be playing in this last game. And we'll talk about later some of the backup players that might be playing as well.
Sure. And let's do that. So I guess we'll jump it right in. I'll go first today. I think the biggest matchup is the Ravens interior defensive line versus the Browns interior offensive line. We should see a lot more base defense in this game. So we're expecting high wind, temperatures right around freezing. A quarterback who has a lot of trouble throwing the football. So I think the fact of the matter is we'll see probably a lot of base package. And I might guess, if I had to guess, I'd say it'll be pretty close to 50% base, maybe slightly lower still, because the base is just not that prominent anymore. But I think the Browns are going to be highly, highly incented not to put the ball in the air. Yep. More so than that, they have a host of injuries right now. David Njoku, is not practicing. I don't think he's really expected to play. Jerome Ford, who's a backup running back for them, who's had some success against the Ravens as a heavy runner, he won't be active. Pierre Strong, talking about not playing. But the other guy who could be basically taking a significant portion of the workload for the Browns, and Foreman will be a guy he's taken a fair number of snaps recently, but their backup could be John Kelly, who played for the Ravens earlier this year. And that just tells you that's a good look at the replacement level in the NFL come December. A few other things going on. The Browns' most intact unit, I mean, it's generally a healthy unit. It's pretty good with Wyatt Teller, Ethan Posick, and Betonio in the middle. They've been healthy pretty much the whole year. Jack Conklin has been largely healthy, or healthy recently anyway. So that's a group that is a little scary. And the Ravens, you know, having their full defensive line back, and that group's not going to get any rest. They're going to have to play this game from start to finish. There isn't a backup in there. We'll need to deny space at the line of scrimmage, keep that downhill run game from getting started, and command the doubles from the inside, whether it's Pierce or it is Jones there. Those guys need to force double teams and push the pocket and morph it when they don't get them, in order to keep Dorian Thompson on the back foot, moving around, scrambling for his life, all the things we hope to see.
Yep, I completely agree with your point. Very pretty much identical to my point. Just moving into that, my matchup was the Ravens front seven versus the Browns power run game, or power offense. I would paraphrase it like that, because I expect them to have some play action boots, rolling DTR out, giving them some easy throws out in space. But mainly I expect them to, like you said, run the ball, lean on, like you said, their practice squad running back to try and get them where they need to go. It's really going to be the last test for the Ravens before they get to the postseason, going against the formidable offensive line. I think we've had issues with fronts dominating us, like Philly had their way and later in the game with that big Saquon run and things of that nature. So being able to shore up the run game the whole time is going to be key, whether it's late in the game or early in the game.
Okay, I'm with you there. If do you have any bit of fear? I mean, this is a 17.5 point spread. Huge one for the Ravens. I mean, they've been close, but I don't think they've ever quite had a 17.5 point spread previously. But if they have, it's, you know, it's once before or some such like that. Thinking of that last game against Jacksonville in 2008 might have been in the same category, you know, playing at home, needing to win to get in. But this is still a professional football team on the other side. They have a lot of players who've given the Ravens some difficulty in the past, and including this year. I mean, the Ravens lost the game.
Exactly.
It doesn't get any worse than that. And Jameis Winston, I don't think they've completely ruled out the possibility that he's going to play. I think what I've heard from the Browns so far this week was that we'll see as the week goes on. But where's your kind of, give me a 1 to 10 fear level on this game.
I would say about a 4, just that it's a division rival, so you really don't know exactly what's going to happen. You have variables that can unforeseenly show up. It could be a shootout, or it could be a defensive game like it was the last time. I generally think that we're on a roll right now, and we're getting hot into the playoffs, so I expect us to take care of business. And not really play around. I think we're going to try and finish the game in the first three quarters and get our guys out of there in the fourth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope you're right about that. All right, let's move on to the second point here then. For me, it's to force Dorian Thompson-Robinson into some bad decisions. I think they'll use more pressure by scheme in neutral game scripts. I don't think they'll go after him with numbers, not really. And I think they'll let up if the game gets out of hand. But I think they'll go after him with stunts, with twists, when off-ball blitzes, from simulated pressure for sure, because Thompson Robinson will have some trouble with that, even though their offensive line might not. Their offensive line is, you know, it's a veteran group. They may be okay with that. The left B and C gaps with Iofetti being their left tackle is their weak spot on the team. They're not super strong anywhere. And part of the reason they're not super strong because they don't have a good decisive quarterback who knows to get rid of the football early and hot. And so it's an area where I think we'll see something more like what you and I saw together in the Meadowlands game, where they actually went after the Giants a lot more with scheme and even with numbers, just because they had some younger quarterbacks who they really didn't respect in terms of their ability to get off. DTR is legendarily bad at this point. He's one TD and 10 interceptions in five career starts. His 2024 net yards per attempt is 3.15. I'll say that again. His 2024 rating is 38.6. Now, we've seen some bad QB ratings, and we'll occasionally see a great cornerback have a rating that's something like that. But 39.6, not 38.6, 39.6 is throwing every single pass incomplete.
Oh, man.
So he's been below the standard for this four categories that go into it, obviously. He hasn't met the TD standard, though he's gotten some trivial number of points. I'm sure he's right up there at the top of the interception thing for getting 0 points on that, I should say. And then he just does not move the football in the air at all. So he's there by design over Winston. I just had the Know Your Foe show, which should have posted already. Take a listen to that if you want to hear about two interesting things. One is about the Browns really attempting to tank this year. And they are laser focused on solving their quarterback problem by getting one of the top two selections. And, you know, whether they like Shadur more or they like Cam Ward more, it might still be a question, but they really want to try and get one of those top two picks so that there'd be multiple reasons. They may not even think the quarterback is there, but they still want the trade value of that pick and to get it. And I think it's highly understood how valuable those top two picks are this season. So, anyway, he's in there by design. Winston would be a better choice in terms of being able to throw the ball right through the wind, in terms of, you know, being, while still mistake prone, be a guy who can
make a throw game,
just as he did the last time, right? Just as he did the last time. Yeah. So anyway, I think they'll keep numbers in coverage. I think they'll, when they do throw numbers.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At the Browns, I think it'll be more of an attempt to stop the run game so that they'll be, you know, bringing a safety down, rushing them off the edge, say, as a trailer, which is the Ravens have been very effective doing that with Hamilton and with Ardarius for that matter.
Yep. And one thing that I do want to see is better scheme on third down blitzes. There was one third down blitz that we had against the Texans where it popped wide open, and it's getting a little frustrating because I know when we go against good teams and we give up those holes, especially when we're going zone blitz, I expect to see more five-man blitz with man across the field this game. Especially, I want to see how our corners would do against a guy like Judy, who has wiggle at the top of route, Elijah Moore, who has wiggle at the top of route. Mm-hmm. Just, it's like I mentioned, it's really getting ready for the playoffs. Iron sharpens iron, and this is an opportunity for us to continue the momentum that we've had on defense, because we've really had it. We've been on a tear the past, since the bye week. And I think Zach Moore has really figured things out. The one thing that DTR is going to benefit from the cold weather is that he's going to rely on his legs. I think the Ravens have shown a little issue to contain quarterbacks with some mobility this year. Fields has gotten loose on them a couple times. We saw Wilson get loose out of the pocket, even though he got fumble on that. But regardless, getting loose is not good in any scenario, especially a guy that has the speed to take it to the house. So I think if we're able to cage rush him and make sure that he doesn't break the game, it shouldn't be a problem all day.
Okay. And that would be, you know, they could still use some tricks. They could still use some deception, but you're saying still rush four. Yep. In cage.
And rush. If you want to blitz no more than five.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Was that your second point, or did you have?
No. Just going off your point. Moving on to my second point, or my second matchup. I have the Ravens backups versus the Browns starters. I really want to see some of the reserves get some action. Like, surprisingly, Trent Simpson has been downgraded to a reserve. I want to see him get his confidence back up. Adisa Isaac, Ojabo playing pretty much. I want to see him take over Odafe's role in the second half and just have him out there. Like a guy like Armour Davis, if he's available, playing out there. I just want to see more of what we have in the depth and the back end, and also pass rush wise, because a guy like Odafe might not be here next year. We have a lot of questions in the secondary. So just seeing who can step up and make plays against people who are essentially fighting for their pride and the name in the back of the jersey, going against grown men, I want to see what kind of energy they're going to bring.
Okay. Well, it's certainly fair enough. The Ravens, one of the things about this game is that I think people often overestimate just how much the Ravens can play the shell game of putting backup players out there. They may or may not get the lead to do it for starters, right. But they also have considerations in just forming the 48-man roster that they can't activate everybody. And, you know, a player like Isaac is really on the bubble in terms of whether or not he's active for the game. You could put him on in a windy game like this over, say, a Tez Walker, right, to get a little bit, you know, you get hopefully a similar special teams performance and a little bit of opportunity to relieve defenders, which I think would be good. I think you're right on the money with Ajabo and Simpson, that those are guys they want to see. TJ Tampa, another guy. Yep. I want to see some. Yep. Of. I think it'd be nice to see some play from him. I'd like to see TJ Tampa out there, and I'd like to see our Brandon Stevens have some time at safety in this game.
Yep.
That's something that I think would be of real use to the Ravens, and maybe get Kyle Hamilton a quarter off that way. If they do it, everybody else, I think, is going to have to pretty much play normally. I don't think the Ravens will go to, say, Harrison, an inside linebacker, to replace Smith or anything like that. They might, but I don't really see that happening. I think they'll stay with the play call or whatnot. Guess the magnitude of you know, the game script will determine some of that. But it's interesting because the Browns are in a tough spot here. They know what they want to do in terms of draft pick, and yet they're about to ask their fans to pony up an enormous sum of money for PSLs at their new stadium. So wow. They're building a new stadium that's in Brook Park. Okay. So I digress here for a moment. In the late 80s, early 90s, I went to the only game I ever went to at Cleveland Municipal Stadium for baseball. And we went there, we stayed in Brook Park. And Brook Park, all I can say is horrible place. It's effectively be like staying at a hotel on the block in Baltimore.
Dang.
In terms of just how nice the place is. You see who gets off at the Brook Park stop. I would just say it definitely was a experience for us. So we went to the hotel there, and they didn't have any rooms ready. It was supposed to be check-in time. They didn't have any rooms ready for us. We got to have a place to at least wash up a little bit before the ball game. And they said, well, I guess I could give you room 306. And I'm like, why would that not be an option here? Room 306, is it the 10th and 20th anniversary of some bloody murder in that room? and I said, no, we just, there was some reason why they didn't want to give it to us or whatever. And they finally did. And the first room that they sent us up to, there was like somebody had thrown a milkshake against the wall. The place looked like, and you hear about some rooms after people have been there on some tryst or whatnot that might be all messed up, but this was a lot worse than that. This was like, somebody who really did not care if they were never allowed to stay in this hotel again was staying there. So,
wow. Couldn't imagine.
But anyway, they're moving the stadium out there, and I think they'll build up and they'll tear down areas in that place, which is probably a mixed industrial and residential area, but they'll build up a small city around the stadium. And I think Cleveland will do very well. The franchise will do very well. The Haslams will do very well. And they'll build something that's actually really nice for the fans. But there is tremendous, I'll point people to Jake Burns on the Know Your Foe podcast. There's actually a tremendous amount of resistance to moving the stadium there, moving it out of Cleveland. It's just they have this history with being left behind, and people really don't want it to leave Cleveland, even though it's still would be very close. And they're committing to a dome, unlike Buffalo, which is a little strange. So, Cleveland football typically playing outdoors has been an advantage for them. I wouldn't give that up. The Bills are being very smart to keep an outdoor facility, I think. But the Browns are going to give it up.
Well, I wouldn't complain, because that means we have one dome game every year, which wouldn't hurt for Lamar Jackson, because if you give him pristine conditions, he's going to tear you up. So,
yeah, absolutely, completely agree with that. And I think it's if they build a dome here in Baltimore, it would be the house that Lamar built. I mean, would really be a different kind of a thing.
Yeah, I don't think he'd ever lose if we had a dome.
The having a dome in Baltimore and having a dome in Cleveland, for that matter, could make it a Super Bowl destination. But if you choose to not have a dome, like in Buffalo, Buffalo might not be a legitimate Super Bowl destination, or they could, kind of host a lot of the parties in Toronto and then have the game in Buffalo kind of thing.
Mm.
But they really need, teams really need to consider that when they build a new stadium. Baltimore, if they build a dome, they'd be a contender to have a Super Bowl here.
100%. I mean, New York was that one year, and it was okay. I mean, they got lucky because the weather wasn't too bad.
But right.
If they were to have it here, the market's big there too. So I just I don't know the view on how the NFL views the Baltimore market, because we're viewed as like a mid to small size market, I guess, in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be true, but you really have to sell it as a Baltimore Washington Super Bowl, I think.
Fair, because DC, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's the only selling point that we would have. That's near the nation's capital. There's a lot to do within like a hour and a half radius. So
exactly. Yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully one day.
All right, Frazier, always a pleasure doing this. This will be our last regular season show, but we're going to continue this, of course, of the postseason. Look forward to having you listen then. Frazier, tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter /X at F_Rave8. That's F_Rave8.
All right. Thanks for all the loyalty this year. Wonderful listeners. We really appreciate you. And please pass the show on to someone else. Like and subscribe if you're on YouTube, or even if you're just on your podcast, and make sure you get more content of this type. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next week on Matchups. ¶¶
9% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.